This, I'm setting it out. This is channel 2, right?
Channel 2, right. I'm setting up to make breakfast this 5 morning before the September 1971. So it's beginning of channel 2, right. I'm setting up to make breakfast this early September 1971. This is channel 2, right. I'm setting up to make this first morning, the 2nd of September 1971. This is channel 2, right, and I'm setting up to make the story Saturday morning, the 3rd of September, 1971. This is channel 2, right, and I'm setting up to make a breakfast this Saturday, the 3rd of September, 1971. Best women hostel in the world, back in 20 years ago. Well, it's the pity that all the tennis outfit companies wanted a mile to pay for us. It's been 11 months later than that. No joint. Sometimes I stay there, sometimes I stay with her brother, Fitz, who lives in New Jersey. Her name's Loretta. My other son's Fitz. Keezer. K-U-S-E-I. My mother's name, Moon.
Yeah,
Now he's enjoying life. He's enjoying life. Reading the couch. Yeah, okay. An apartment is a private elevator and everything. And that kind of room. And then that's servants and first floor and all that. She always tells me this man to be all there. Grandfather had three poker tables that he was selling by mahogany. Beautiful. Round tables about this big. And brought them to New York and three of them. Distributed them among the family. We have one. Six has made them. And the third one just disappeared completely. And we found it in the moment. A couple of years ago. And we had it. I haven't been able to figure out how in the world I got there. She's 85. She's doing all. She talks nothing but music and other stuff. Well, actually, she's my grandmother. She's my mother's aunt.
Yeah,
you have a...
She's a friend
of that real life. I had it. They persuaded her to go to New York one time. Of course, she had to stay on the farm. You know, Uncle Fitz had a farm in Kenton, New Jersey. And, to New York, she stayed at the farm. She didn't go any closer. He's Loretta's mother. Yeah, he's about 55, 70. Yeah, well, he's a big wig and everything, sort of. He's a he's not much the noble type, but he's into everything. He's in 20th century Fox, and then it's that's the thing.
He was the one with the tennis,
he's got the tennis. Mm-hmm, he has tennis worker, and he has membership for a tennis career. And the girls who got tennis training, they're getting serious into a membership. You have to pay all those infant fees like everybody else.
I like the tennis club in New York. It's very pleased to be all my tests to be born to it.
Town tennis club?
The town tennis
club. Yeah, is it?
I thought so.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
That's a family thing, isn't it?
Yeah, my great grandfather started that, built on top of the building. One of the buildings, it's porch was sitting right on top of the building. It's funny because all these skyrise apartments around are all four sides. When you go up the stairs of the bar, you're looking up in somebody's window or something. It's really weird. But yeah, you can't get in that unless you just really have to be born to make it. Yeah, they all think so. That's right. Mm-hmm. Yes, she died from the stroke.
And your mother at one time, I remember that. Was the deadest thing?
She's living too. She's won lots of things.
Have you ever been single?
Oh, yeah, he's won lots too.
Yeah. Well, he's. Do
you have
before or after?
All the time.
Before he got in touch with
your
family?
Yeah.
Somebody said that it's the roof of the same tenant. And if you're going to see, yeah, if you go back, if you finish that tennis game, I'll finish mine.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, they all do that. They all do that. They all do that, too. My dad's all right, and they always come out, and they finish, and they have a lot of rapid winning. He's got a road scholarship and he's over there.
You know
how to? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. I don't know Carl, I've been there. Because I always knew him at school. Knew him before I knew him. I don't know, maybe, but cares. You gotta be willing to match your fast and everything all the time. If you want to match money.
Well,
I'd like to think not, but I don't know, maybe so. Well, yeah? I don't want to do that. I could be like Carl and just slip off the end and get away from him. The other son in law. Just do his wife and old man. But he's by those. He's died all the time. Like, this is his stuff. He's so good.
Well, you might be around here. You're going to say what you're going to do. I tell you, you might be around here. You're going to have to sit out.
Yeah, that's right. Well, bigger his size horses, man. Who knows? He didn't like them.
Wouldn't like somebody to look at?
Wouldn't like somebody outside.
Well, I was trying to pick up what you said last night when I was watching it. And you look at it,
don't you? Yeah. You know, a lot of the reasons that we can't get somebody to come out here and just look at the place is still around my four and five. I mean,
Mm-hmm. I can get income. But see, if I already had all the money, then there wouldn't be any. Of course, all that shit has to do with something doing. I'm telling you, I was telling the guy from his busy with the professor. So, I was just doing nothing but lying there and thinking. I had to just retire right away. Yeah, and then I could go to the climate where I wanted to. And I'd have to go to the climate. Yeah, that's right. I wouldn't take anything big. Just beat around doing this and that. Oh no, nothing. Okay. We're doing it.
Yeah,
but I don't know how they can take that though. They might think I'm just climbing lady. Just, he was really scared that nobody to do anything right. He was a failure after doing that. It turned out, from the outside, it looks like a lovely house. And inside it does too, but if you look carefully, there's some walls, there's some windows, and all that, and things like that. It looks like a lovely house. It could have been nice. Yeah, Like one wall, in the back side, and some of the room, one wall, just leaning toward the thing, and all that. In the front, they had a place for a window, and they built it flat. And they left a place for a window, and there wasn't any window there in the town. They just assumed there would be a window there. And so, turns out there couldn't be a window there because that was the back of the refrigerator or something. And there was another wall behind me, so they couldn't put a window in there. So here's this hole in the wall, and from the outside, is the paint of the house. And so they put a piece of powder up there and turned it around and put ivy on it and made it look, So I wonder what the hole was in there. In the wall, but then sometimes it just talked about being in the room. Going in, so it went on the house and there'd be a hole in the wall. They did it. The headman. Yeah, we had that pattern in. Let's see. The man that came and put the roof in the house, it was, we had about two that came in, most of the time. It's all about woodsmen, you know, just, they look like thugs to me, they're really rough. Anyway, the headman, wasn't a fair fight, but he, you know, like we told him that the one to leave place between him and put him in the fireplace and put him in the one to leave a place in the ceiling on the roof where the fireplace was there. So him not to reach that part so that the roofing, if you come back later and move it right up to the chimney so that it wouldn't leak, you know. Whereas you put it in there and then you put the chimney up it, over it so it would leak down the side. And okay, I'm all about those chimneys. And when I had him roof down over, and I said, well, I'm not doing it. He didn't even listen. And there's a couple of other things too. We had some ravers inside the front part of the house. Is just the sound of the thing in the morning, and inside there's some ravers. And we had cabbage boards inside of the ravers. And we had not stored to sit over the coffee table. And so he came to those, and he wanted the roof, he wanted to put the roof on the side, on the top of the building, because he thought it would be better to put the roof just up the side of the cabin and up to the top of the building. And so he asked about that, he said, what about putting the roof up there? And it's just a little distance up there, because I don't know when we're going to keep the water out better. And so it's only okay, but to do that, he had to tear out the hole. And he had to tear out all the plywood that was in there. And replace it with old plywood. couldn't walk around at the door. He did it, you know, and then he didn't walk around at all. But now the fellow, the key, I got on that, you know. But if I was doing my life itself, they were between that door and they came in my first day, I thought we were going to be mugged. And it was one guy was missing an eye, he lost an eyesight, and another guy had an eyeball, he was really rough. And this big, muscular guy. And the roofing thing was coming. 110-pound bundles made by other people doing this and then filling to the side of the road and doing this and that and doing this and that and flat down and everything and then this. So, we had the old types around. He wanted the roofers on to put some things and stuff in there and everything and that and so. And we wanted to, we made him get the old type of thing with it. Put a 5 foot on one side. It's supposed to be even with the roof coming out of the W roof. And you can kind of come in with a 5 foot. But we got a little bit off. And the 5 foot came up and the main roof came down about like that. There's a little drop off. And I'm going to see what's wrong. boy, 8 o'clock that morning, we came in, all of a sudden, he was in the bathroom. Looked like a field house. They'd be more like in the truck, you know, this time, you know, so. Time is for something more in the truck and stuff. So they weren't too regular in the rocker either. Especially when they eat. But sometimes it didn't buy. Sometimes it'd be 8:30 or 10 even. Thank you. He was blind to have somebody like me that we need to talk to about the house and how to understand. He was always complaining about paying contractors. He was only expecting stuff that's coming here and there and having it all around. So he went, that's what I'm doing right now. At the beginning, it was pretty loud of stuff. It was still doing heavy enough. Yeah, I can see them. It's pretty heavy. And now I'm having a big stuff, so it's a lot. So that one, that's getting a little bit of a little thing to do. But at the beginning, it was all good.
Yeah, he
was holding it. Yeah, he was holding it while I know it. But, no, he didn't like that. He didn't have the other thing. Well, he's a, that's so much common sense. When it comes to something where you need a lot of things, it's a thing that I just use as common sense. And I love it. It's been a while since I've been working on the same thing as well. I put up a task board, so you put up the board, and you put up another one out beside it, and there's a task. So you have to mix up some tasks, yeah? We haven't done all the instructions in there, you know, and mixed up some tasks in. And so, there's some tasks I have on the big drive, and I'll put them on the thing. There's a task here on the task. And then I let it fly. I'll take 24 hours to go. And I'll come back. And then you spread some more out down the track, and then you put a piece of tape up. A piece of white paper. Okay, tape, with a piece of paper. And you put it up and stick it to the plaster. With that plaster, and then you put some right over it, and you wait 24 hours, and you can do another coat right over it. And then, you want to sand it all off, and you could just over the smooth as you can. And you hold it, and you make it, and you put it right inside of it. You have the same with the nails. Beat the nails in below the surface, and you turn up to that plaster. But for a while there, we. So the first was we're down in the bathroom first to look at them. And there was the even beacon oils and beacon oils and some of the heads for sure. And then yeah, it looks like it was a tough year. And the type of thing is little. That's the fact of it. And so we kind of learned about that, just kind of do it. What you have to do is, I got the pen story from one of those fellows that was there. He was walking through and stuff, and he said, "You gotta make a ring story." I said, "Yeah, I figured it out." you beat it in with the hammer, so that it goes perfect, the head of the hammer will make a ring, not around the head. And I said, if you make a ring, you show it's all right. And so we just did that. And so, and in fact, with the tape thing, that sort of ripple at first came here. Pictures and you can see where the line was. In general, you could see the top, but there are two proposals and then pass it over the sort of wavy and not smooth. But we've got that so much too. Chris, we passed it up to you. And did it all, after we figured out, we did it all over. Again. Since it didn't matter, the only problem with doing it over is that we started making it all quicker than the first week. And that didn't matter.
So you did that, and then you said, it's all right.
Yeah. You see, I would literally was about a century ago, and then taking my time and going around a century. So, the university back then was humongous. It was 80 rooms, something like that. It literally was like, oh,
just.
I had at least. You know how those children come down. They're just tremendous. Oh, yeah. Right across the street from the station, right in the middle of the campus. The old Clinton Hall, 5 stories. And the ground floor is, you know, the hall of Jesus Field for the study, and the hall, and the dining room, the furniture, and the kitchen, and the bathroom, and the other bathroom, and the other sitting room. The purpose of that is that when the trustees and the regents came and put up the meetings and the big meetings and the 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 meetings and oh, yeah, that's right, yeah. So, after this, I go over there, it does heat up, and, so I got in place there, and I guess that's what I was going to make it happen. And by chance, I was thinking about it. But, she came over to the house where we were working at.
Nothing.
Well, I try not to when I could, but
I don't know what. I just figured that was the whole family was wrong or something.
No, they were on sometimes, but sometimes we're alone. I said, that's the only thing I can
do. Good Lord, you come out of
the hole. That's right. In fact, I nearly spent up what I got to the car on a going to some of the fancy places. Well, I made the mistake of asking where she'd like to go to eat or something. She always forgot the swankiest, the most expensive place that she's always been used to going to. And it cost a fortune. Well, thinking about what it cost kind of took the edge off the taste line. We went to the green room one time. It's got moving. I don't know if it's in there. You could always just take place. We went to this place and just like the Waldorf or something, just unbelievable. And if you mean you want to spend them $10 and then you get a hamburger for $10. So we got some fancy something $25 or something for that. Let's see, what was that? She's like, some foreign name, but anyway, it was founder and all the things were in this some foreign name for it. And that was $27 on the money. So I got a chef salad, which was a piece of steak. All the I had a great guest on, Dr. Abraham, but wow. For $12 or whatever it was. Well, I knew that was the day I took a day off. No, I don't remember what I did the next day.
Nick, I was just thinking you were getting lazy before.
No,
I would be real happy that the one time you got, we figured if you wanted to really make money down here, you'd go to breed horses or something. But I figured I'd say
no, I'm in the same thing up there. Well, the nice thing he gave me, he put me on with him, but he gave me unlimited expenses on card ticketing. That I wanted. Yeah, including if there is a restaurant right there in town. And when I took him to eat there, I just tried to sit in there. And he didn't mind that. He said to. And so most of the time, it was like that. But occasionally, we'd run down to Chattanooga, 40 miles a day. And that was one of the times. And then we went to Atlanta, that's a couple of times. But there was a few times that it really was happening.
It's like the revolutionary piece. I learned that from the Senate last year. He'd been on this strike. He was striking at Clay University. He'd been doing a little bit beforehand. Then it fell through here. And he was upset.
Mm-hmm.
And he went up to the center trying to do the same thing. And it was hard on her again. And she talked about it. And then she came out here and talked about it. And I'd say what she said and then listen to it. And it was perfectly clear. That revolutionary piece of music destroyed his whole mentality. That's all you see. Everything is reduced to that one thing, and you don't know. I never realized that before. It simplifies, it must simplify life to you. The preacher has that in part. He's hired to be a good man. And goodness is not a natural thing.
That's right.
So his whole life is all to be attributed.
Nick,
well,
is your whole family poker players from way back?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I remember your mother called up one day and said that she'd tell you to come on home and bring your money. Because the poker game scheduled for that night.
Yeah, she plays, my dad plays, my sister even plays.
And your grandfather and your great grandfather before, I was thinking about the poker table.
Yeah, they were great poker players. We have some old poker chips. We have the original chips that are ivory from way back there. And they've been marked on. People will write on things like, you know, Jack Smith lost $83, March 20th, 1921 or something like that. And it's the old thing with these names, friends of my mother's father or his father or something from way back, still on the chip. Or so-and-so got a royal flush on so-and-so tonight. And they're all still there. All on the chip. And we always have played. Well, we never played. I've never ever known a game to be very expensive on, so that you don't have fun. I played another kind of game at school, and it's not much fun when you have big stakes. You don't have it. You're concerned so much about your money, you can enjoy it, or just enjoy company. And that's the way it's always is at home. We always play for pennies. You don't worry about losing a dollar.
Yeah.
You know, just to have fun. And that's what we always do at home. There's a regular group of friends that come over every once a month or something.
How many?
Six.
At a time.
Mm-hmm. Six or seven. Poker plays are six or seven best. So there's us. If my sister doesn't play, there's three of us, so we get three or four more. There's a regular set of people that come. We always just play for pennies.
So that keeps you in touch with Graham and Jim Brady.
Yeah.
You all don't have their call.
Yeah.
That keeps you in touch. Phil Patterson. Phil had a strong sense of poker.
Really, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. He did.
Hmm.
And he just, I don't know the terminology.
Know what to do.
Put it down, yeah.
Well, they say, I never have been able to do it, but they say that you gotta play the big ones just like you do the little ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got that playing for pennies down to the science near about. Just exactly how you have to do it, with what hand and how much you have to bet and when you can bluff and not. But boy, it's sure hard to do that for $20. If you're doing it for big stakes, you know, you don't want to bluff and have the chance of losing that $20. But they say that if you're going to play for big, you got to play it just the same way you do for the little money. Otherwise, you'll lose.
Otherwise.
For sure.
Well, two, you see, like Phil, my mind went right to me, too. And the family game with Nick is poker. And has been for all these generations.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Dan and Jim Brady.
Miss Chitty, you know Willie.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know
Miss
Chitty.
Mm-hmm.
We went over to the house.
I mean his mother. Mm-hmm.
But
anyhow, she's been coming over there. Mm-hmm. And she's one of the finest talkers. You see, you listen to her, and you don't have to ask her the color and all like that. She gives you all those things and then shows you how it goes. She puts it all in. She does that stuff in the men play out. And she's in sixth grade. And she doesn't.